Good morning, Betty.
Good morning, Elaine.
How are you? I'm fine. How about you?
I'm very good.
I'm looking for an article that I read about a school where they are serving vegetarian or vegan meals.
Is that the school in New York that's doing that?
Betty, are you the one who had an article about a lady who was having problems with her health, and then it turned out that it was the GMO corn?
Yes.
Could you tell me where you found that article?
If you go to naturalnews.com, you should
natural.
Be able to.
Okay.
Yes. NaturalNews.
Thank you.
Yes. Oh, I was just looking. It says it was originally published August 7th of 2013.
Okay.
So that might help you.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. I'm writing that down.
And it's by Jonathan Benson, who's a staff writer. That's Jonathan, J-O-N-A-T-H-A-N. Last name is Benson, B-E-N-S-O-N.
Okay, got it. Yeah, that was so interesting.
Yes. Sure is. A lot of things you don't think about. Of this, you know?
Right.
The same as I'm sure we will find things with the lab produced beef that's coming up. Nobody knows, but they just proceed further with unnatural things.
I know. Yeah. That just gives me shivers to think about that.
Absolutely. Gee, are we the only two that are on here this morning?
Well, I thought I heard another beep, and your voice cut out, so I thought somebody else maybe came on. I don't know.
Be careful what you say. I'm listening.
I did see. We'll be careful.
Mary Lou
has arrived.
Mary Lou, I was going to call you, but I was going to wait and see if you were on today. Are you there?
Making it up there. How about you?
I heard yesterday about lowering your cholesterol on Oz. Krill
really?
Oil works better than fish oil, they said.
And this what?
Krill oil works better than fish oil, he said, to lower your cholesterol. And I immediately thought of you.
Thank you, but you broke up on me both times when you said the word. What was it?
Krill, K-R-I-L-L, krill
okay.
oil.
Isn't that a type of fish?
Yep.
Char here.
Has arrived.
Okay.
That's what gives shrimp and lobster their pink color. But he says
okay.
that you
That's
use a less amount, and it works better than fish oil.
Alrighty. I wonder if that brand is in our DHA with, you know, with it where they went to the, but that I think that's algae or something from our Nickin one, isn't it?
Yeah.
When they're doing the fish oil, but I'll do that because anything I can do besides taking that other stuff.
Let me look and see if I can find what day I was watching because I watched a couple of videos yesterday trying to catch up.
Okay.
C see, and I may have written it down someplace. Wait a minute.
And while you're looking, Nancy, I heard that eating lentils every week will lower your cholesterol.
Or beans.
Okay.
Good.
I eat lots of beans, but I've got to do better. Something's got to, I'm making a change.
I heard about the lentils on Christina Cook. She's a vegan cook and has a show on TV.
Oh, really? What's the name of it?
Oh, Christina Cooks. And that's her website.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay. Is it a K or a C?
C.
Okay.
A C. And she at one point had cancer, and then she changed to vegan, and she's fine. It talks about it on the website, and she has lots of recipes on there. Yeah.
Now is she on the Food Network or the Cooking Network? Either one of those.
No, for us it's the public TV station.
Oh, OPB. Ours is OPB. I'm sorry. Yeah, public broadcasting
has arrived.
I don't have the food channel or any of those, so I don't know about them. But if you go, maybe if you go on her website, it might even tell the TV station. I don't know. I don't know. But she has a cookbook and everything.
What is her name?
Christina, how to spell it?
Christina, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-A-N, Pirello is the last name. And I think it's P-I-E-R-E. L-L-O or something like that. Pirello.
Okay.
T like in Tom?
No, P as in Peter.
Oh, P. Okay, thank you.
I think it's P-I, and I'm not sure if there's an E or just an R. Maybe it's P as in Peter, then I-R-E-L-L-O. Something like that.
Okay.
Pirello.
We'll Google it. It'll come up.
Yeah.
Mary Lou?
Yes.
He said 1,000 milligrams of krill oil gets a bigger response than 3,000 of fish oil, and recommended 1 to 3 grams of krill a day to lower your cholesterol.
Okay.
Hmm.
Well, I'll try.
Yeah, our friends back in Indiana have been taking krill oil for years. Cy and LaVon Wagenbach. And they're a smaller fish, and there's less chance of them having the contaminants. It's like the difference between eating sardines and the big fish. Because every time you go bigger, there's more contaminants in the fish. We remember that from several times being heard. With some English here.
Another thing I heard yesterday on if you're having trouble falling asleep. And this was a repeat, but I don't remember from the last time. Say to yourself as you inhale, on. Wait a minute. That's what I have. No, that's not right. I have to look this up because I don't think this is right. On, go. That's not right. I'll get back to you on this one. I'll find it again. Keep talking.
I did not. Oh, go ahead, Nancy.
No, this was, I was catching up from last week when I was gone. I have to go back and see which one this was from.
Is he
now, or is he still is he still alive?
Repeat.
Okay.
I did go on to the internet and just put in ChristinaCooks.com and her website came up.
is it?
Linda Morse.
Has arrived.
Oh, lots of noise. It's Christina Crooks, CHRISTINACOOKS.com.
Thank you.
And you'll be able to go into her recipes and everything. Thank you, Elaine.
You're welcome.
Oh, I was looking for my recipe that I did just the other night, and I'm not seeing it here stacked. We had a... I must have moved it when I was running around here. I didn't get to the fudge guys yesterday because Denny came in shortly after that and said, come on, let's go. You can ride up to, about 2.5 hours from where we are anyway, and, Goldendale, and he had to go up to pick up a piece of equipment, so out the door I went, took care of everything I was going to do yesterday, but that's okay. I did some other things, and it was kind of relaxing to not be rushing around like crazy, like normal during the week. So that was good, but I can't find the recipe that I had laid out. It was I told you it was a really unusual one with combinations of, I'll go back over there and look again, combinations of vegetables and fruit, which would not agree with the combining of fruits and vegetables and all that kind of stuff with Hippocrates, but it certainly tasted good. It was a, I think it was a Furman recipe, if I remember correctly. Dang, I had it laying right out here, but I can't seem to see it. One more shot at it. So I did lay the fudge recipe out so I could get through that today. Maybe it's up on top here. My stack has grown taller and taller. Did any of you make that carrot cake hummus, dessert hummus? I just ran across that one again. That was one that I liked a lot. It did taste almost like carrot cake. But it was a hummus.
I don't remember having that one. Did you give it to us a long time ago?
Yeah, it would have been a long time ago, and I'm not sure I did. Here's the one I was wanting to give you. It's called chickpea salad, Greek chickpea salad. And like I said, I would not have, it is a ferment, I would not have tried it. Because it just sounds weird to me if it hadn't probably been one of his. You start with 1.5 cups of garbanzo beans or chickpeas. You can do canned or you can cook your own. Make sure you try and get low sodium if you're cooking your own. And then all this goes in one bowl, so it's easy. 3 plum tomatoes or the Romanos chopped. I diced them about, probably half-inch dice, something like that, fairly small. And 1 boiled potato peeled and chopped into chunks. I made the chunks all about the same size in there, so it was a fairly fine chunk salad. 1 green apple peeled, cored, and chopped. 1 cucumber, and I always put lots of cucumber in because they're so alkaline, and I just think they add flavor, or they add to bulk and flavor both. So I kind of probably went a little bit over on the amount of cucumber. I know that a lot of the Greek salads are just tomato, and authentic Greek is just tomato and cucumber, so that they'll chop up. And then a little bit of something else, maybe onion or something, but they'll do real simple ones. Okay, so the cucumber, and then 1 small onion chopped. I used red onion. 1/4 cup of Brazil nuts. It says divided. I think they're sprinkling some of them on top. I was a little generous on that, too, because I like the flavor of the nuts in there. 3 tablespoons of, he calls for 3 tablespoons of Furman's spicy pecan vinegar or balsamic vinegar. What I used on that was last summer I had made some vinegars, and I never did get into using them very much. And so I had a raspberry vinegar, and I used that, and then, I'd used 2 parts that to 1 part balsamic, because I knew the balsamic was going to discolor everything and make it look dark, so I didn't want to put too much balsamic in. And then I just sprinkled a little bit, a dash of red pepper, the red pepper flakes that I have ground real fine, because that would add some spice to it. 1 tablespoon of chopped cilantro. Okay, just mix that all together. No, you know, making the dressing separate or anything. Just mix that all together, and then you spread it on top of, or pile it on top of mixed greens. And I used some strong greens, a bunch of arugula, along with some of the microgreens. And it was even better when it was set overnight in the refrigerator, and that's noted on here, and I've got that printed out so I can send that down too. But anyway, need to get with sending these things down. We really liked it. Anybody have any questions? Were you able to get all that, or do I need to run back through the amounts? Or
what's it called again, Char?
Greek chickpea salad.
Can you just run down everything on quickly?
I sure can. Yeah, it serves 4 people, so that was what they had set up there. And we really liked it. It went over well with other people also. 1.5 cups of cooked garbanzo.
I think I got part of the ingredients, but I missed 2.
Okay, that's okay. I'm going to run through the whole thing again. 1.5 cups of cooked garbanzo beans or chickpeas. 3 plum tomatoes chopped. 1 boiled potato. Peeled. I peeled it before I did it. It was easier and faster. And chopped in chunks. 1 green apple, peeled, cored, and chopped. 1 cucumber, chopped. 1 small onion, chopped. I do that finer. I remember Furman talking about make the onions really fine. So I did that very fine dice, minced, actually. 1/4 cup of chopped Brazil nuts. Yeah, that's what they're doing is sprinkle. If you want to divide it and sprinkle half of them on top, you can do that. 3 tablespoons of spicy pecan vinegar or balsamic vinegar. And 1 tablespoon of chopped cilantro. Mix all that together and pile on top of a good bed of greens. And, you know, you can always camouflage. I thought I grabbed the lettuce when we went on our outing on Sunday, and this is one of the salads I took. And I had grabbed the kale instead. So I thought, oh, that's too strong. So I put it back in the bag, and I thought, no, it's not. You know, what am I saying that for? How do I know it's too strong? So I tore it up and put it in my bowl. I put it in Denny's bowl, and I accidentally gave it to the husband of one of the color couples that was with us. And I said, oh, I gave you Denny's. He's already started eating it. It's just fine, Char. And so I thought, well, that went over easy. And he's supposed to be one that's picky and doesn't eat very much. So I thought, well, that's good. I made a mistake, and he got introduced to something that he wouldn't normally eat that way. So don't be afraid to try it. There's enough flavor in the salad. If you want to put kale and arugula, a good portion of that in there, it won't make any difference, because mine was on just a bed of kale on Sunday. So, and so was Denny's, and nobody said a word about it. So anyway, that's my recipe of the day. Anybody have anything else they'd like to share? I'm anxious to do side-by-side pans of fudge and see how they turn out so I can compare them.
So I'm going to do that first thing this morning because I know I'm going to have some people coming by. So
did you put chia seeds in your fudge?
Pardon?
Did you put chia seeds in your fudge?
No, I have not.
I wonder how that would go.
Do they add any crunch at all or not? Probably not, huh?
Do with the little blobs that I make. I love the crunch in my blobs.
So they do stay firm. They don't gel up or suck up the. Okay, I will do that.
I love it in the little blobs that I make. I like the crunch.
Okay, good. I will do that. I'll probably divide the pan in half and let everybody taste test and say, and that's a good easy way of me doing it is say, okay, now there's, you know, four different kinds here. You guys have got a taste test. By then, they've gotten accustomed to the fact that it's not so sugary, usually. Yeah, I can do that. That's what I seem to be getting on all the recipes I try on people. Oh, yeah, I can handle that.
Yeah,
one gal walked in yesterday. Pardon?
I just found this thing on this, if you're having trouble going to sleep. On the inhale, say let, and on the exhale, say go. It relaxes your body so that you'll fall asleep easier.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Was that on Oz too?
Yeah, but this is an old one that I'm last week was all receipts except for Monday, and I'm just working through while we were gone last week, so I'm trying to catch up. It's nice to just be able to watch them and not have to take notes, so it's a quicker hour for me when I can do that.
Did you say inhale? You said yes.
On let, L-E-T, and on exhale, go. Let go.
Okay, let, and then go. Okay.
Things, yeah.
Deep breathing.
I guess
I'm having trouble with my phone. Y'all excuse me, but I won't switch until it's here or there's noise on there, so I didn't know.
Anybody
else? I'm sorry.
Remember the Debbie Myers, the green bags that we bought?
Yes.
Several years ago. Did you know that she also now has, and I saw them on here, or was that on the docs that I saw it? They have, there's a green container that's, and it was on Oz, that you can hold your food for like two or three more weeks. Your vegetables will last two or three more weeks in these containers. And he said when vegetables, after they're picked, they release a gas. We talked about this with the bags. Well, the plastic, which is the clean plastic, absorbs the gas. So that allows
I know that Liz Coker, when we were down there, had a bunch of them, and she said, oh, Char, these are the best to store your veggies in.
And it was like for $30 or $40, you got a whole bunch of them.
Where did you see them?
Say that again.
HSN?
I think that's what it was. Yeah, I'm looking to see right now if I can find it again. For some reason, I didn't mark it the first time I watched it, so it was good that I watched it again. My question is, where am I going to keep these?
Yes, exactly. Well, I've got a big two-door glass front cooler now, so I'm loving it. All I need is a shelf, some more shelves put into it because it didn't come with enough shelves. Yeah, just shove the whole box of apples in at one time.
Debbie Meyer Ultralight Green Boxes for Veggies, $34.99, hsn.com. Three or four more weeks of more time for them to, before they'll start rotting.
Debbie Meyer Green Boxes, huh?
Ultralight Green Box.
Oh, Ultralight.
HSN.
Okay, got to do that one. I meant to do it when I came back from her house, and I don't think I had it written down anyplace.
I'm going to order them, too. I mean, he had I don't know how many pieces were there, but it looked like certainly enough for the average family, I would think.
Well, I know what I was going to say, Nancy, to you. It's been way more than 2 years ago since we started using the green bags.
Oh, yeah.
And I have not had... I've got every single one I ever had, and I still use them.
I do, too.
And I, you know, they say they're not as effective. I was told that by a couple of people that after 6 months you should toss them and get new ones. Well, I don't know. Mine are still working really good. And then when I started putting that drawstring or just the little bag, I don't even think you'd need the drawstring in if you didn't want to do that. Those net bags in them, I kid you not, I cannot believe how that keeps everything from rotting against the plastic, even the green plastic. So that's, if you know, if you don't have much space in the refrigerator and you want to do it a different way, I'd really suggest you trying the net bags, the nylon net bags for produce, or grab a couple of yards of tulle, the bridal veil, they're real fine, and whip them up like pillowcases, all different sizes. Little ones for a bunch of radishes, and you know how the radish tops, if you don't clip them off, will mush up and go bad and rot onto the radish. I think a few of you have probably had that thing happen too.
Yeah.
They get stuck in the refrigerator. Well, they don't do that when you do them in these. So anyway, I'm sold on that idea too. Any last minute comments, guys? What's on Vance tomorrow? I didn't read the send down yet.
Someone by the name of Johnson?
Oh,
one of the
yeah.
Johnson, but I could be wrong.
Yes, he did say, he said last week, and I don't think I've got it highlighted in here. Maybe I do. 727, no, that's not it. I can't even see where I wrote down who it was going to be. Anyway, oh, here it is. Let's see. It should be here. Next Saturday, yeah, Susan, a platinum with a background in real estate. And I don't know what else. Next week is Robin Elcombe, Ash, the doctor, the osteopathic doctor, with a Q&A, Stump the Doctor. So any questions you want to ask, she gives really great answers. So be prepared a week from this coming Saturday. And he also said don't miss the weekly buzz from Colleen and Edwards. So just a reminder on that. I've looked at it a couple of times, but have to get in the habit of doing these things. So, guys, if there's nothing else, thanks, Steve. We'll get on with the last day of the week and make the weekend count. Do good, healthy things, healthier. And we'll keep growing as we learn more about how we can take care of our bodies as best we possibly can and see the results. And I love the KVB. It's all mixed up and ready for me to go on it. So
I just have a little testimonial.
Good.
We were out at dinner last night, and a woman sitting at the next table, two women, I recognized from Tai Chi. Now, I had not been back to Tai Chi since my surgery. And I assumed that they were still going. It's a mother and daughter. The mother is probably well in her 80s. Anyway, I finally caught the eye of the daughter, and we were starting to talk table to table, and I couldn't hear her, so I got up and walked over there. And the mother said, I wasn't sure if that was you. I said to my daughter, you know, is that the woman from Tai Chi? She looks wonderful, and she's lost so much weight. So I walked over. And, you know, that was the first question they asked me, how much weight have I lost? And I said, you know, and I explained the difference between my first knee and my second. And the only thing I can attribute it to was the vital balance, because I was so much better focused. My mind was clear. It was just a different recovery, you know, initially anyway. And I said, I don't know. I said, that's the only thing I can attribute it to. They said, well, you really look good. I said, well, I plan on going back to Tai Chi after Labor Day, but interesting how they were just curious of what I was doing and how come I look so good.
I will give a testimony. Thank you, Nancy. When we drove up, I don't know why I didn't think about this, because I was very much not expecting to see what I saw. Denny's friend up in Goldendale, where we drove to pick up the equipment, had a double knee replacement, both at the same time. Uh-huh. And he was in the hospital for about 10 days.
Wow.
Doing rehab. He came out of there. He says, I would never have them done, had them done one by one if I had known it would have been this much better. He was in pain, but he put the chips, two of the power chips on either side of the knee, and he's walking and driving around in his four-wheeler on his ranch up there. And, I mean, I can't believe running around on that ground as bumpy as it was, but he said that with the rehab that they put him through, he said it was absolutely unbelievable. They wanted you to have someone there to help him. But he's got a walking stick he's using.
Oh.
He said it was just, but he swore by the power chips when he got them on because he said he didn't have them on the first couple of days after surgery. And he is at least 100 pounds overweight on top of it.
I'm shocked they did the surgery.
Yeah, they're doing more of that. They're doing more of the double ones, I guess. This doctor he has does a lot of them. And
but a lot of people won't touch somebody with a hip or a knee that much overweight.
Yeah. I mean, that's the other thing that really, really surprised the heck out of me. Right. I think he's cut back now on the food, trying to do better. I would not bring up the subject because that's the one I got in a fight with in the restaurant and hit the table and Denny, tried to get up to walk out on him and Denny put his hand on my knee and wouldn't let me out of the booth, so I had to sit there, but I was really mad. Really mad. So anyway, I do not bring up the subject of food. I didn't take any food. He didn't want Denny to bring anything up for him. He said he'd gone and done his shopping and, you know, he's a big meat eater. I'm sure it includes a lot of animal. But then again, you know, I don't know. So maybe something's woke him up a little bit. But, you know, his excuse was I don't have anybody to cook for me. That's why he couldn't eat right and lose any weight. And he didn't believe it anyway. So there's enough on TV and enough things coming down that tell people that, you know, we got things going that have never been accelerated to the level like they are now. So we just need to make a little bit more happen. So anyway,
let me
have a great weekend.
Question.
Oh, yes.
I think, Nancy, when you said that you fixed the fudge, the three ingredients, the
Linda Morse
has left the conference.
What's the third one?
That has the cocoa,
yeah,
the honey, and the coconut oil.
Okay. Did you say you put it in the refrigerator in a little box on the wax paper or the freezer?
I initially freeze it and then I keep it in the fridge.
You put it in the freezer first and then keep it in the fridge. Okay.
I do it on a cookie sheet.
I'm going to do it this weekend. I've been enchanted forever.
I do it on a cookie sheet, and I love it. I like it with the chia seeds in them, and I do it just till it gets to a thicker consistency that I can, you know, drop them by a teaspoon onto a cookie sheet.
Cocoa, the coconut oil, and the
honey.
Honey, yeah. I've got it written down, but my memory's not doing this morning, but anyway. Okay, thank you. I'm sorry to have to ask again.
Not a problem.
Thank you so much.
Easy to do.
You can memorize that one, yes. Have a weekend, and we'll see you on Monday.
Yes.
If not tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye. Thank
have
you.
Have a good one, everybody. Bye.
Thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.